This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Some people are afraid of spiders, and most spiders don't like other spiders either. They often eat each other. In North Texas, a strange thing has happened. Thousands of spiders worked together to build a communal mega web about 40 feet high and as long as the football field. Mike Merchant is an entomologist with the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service in Dallas. He joins me now to talk about this unusual phenomenon. Mike Merchant, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
You've seen the web. Where is it and when was it discovered?
Okay, so this web was discovered in late July by just somebody driving down the street. And it's over close to Lake Ray Roberts in Rowlett, Texas. And it's just kind of an unusual phenomenon. We don't normally see spiders working together to make a web. And in this case, somebody just noticed, hey, you know, there's a lot of white stuff all over those trees. What is it?
How do spiders typically treat each other?
Well, usually spiders don't like hanging out around other spiders. Another spider is going to be competition for food and for web space. So normally they keep their distance from one another.
Now, when this web was discovered, it was large, but you've seen it recently, and it's diminished in size?
Yeah, unfortunately, the first day I went out there in July, it was a beautiful web, just pristine and gossamer and shining and covered all the tips of the branches and kind of spooky looking, but still kind of pretty. The next day, went out with a colleague and re-looked at the web, and it was totally different. The character and quality of the web was much diminished from the first day. And we did a little research and checking around, and it turned out that, yes, the Dallas County Mosquito Control Group had sprayed that street the night before because it was a West Nile virus-positive neighborhood. And I called a colleague, friend in the county health department and told him about the issue. And he said, oh, well, we just won't spray that street anymore. Thanks for letting us know. They were very happy to accommodate the spiders. As far as they're concerned, they don't want to hurt spiders either because they eat mosquitoes. So they stopped, but apparently the damage had been done. And we went out there earlier this week, and it was definitely still on the decline rather than the ascent.
Are there any spiders left in the web?
Oh, yeah. There's still lots of spiders there. And it's still worth going out to see. But the web looks kind of dirty and broken down, and there's just not as many connections as there were before the night of the spray.
So these spiders built this web together, but do they also cooperate in catching prey?
We don't think that they deliberately cooperate. We think that they tolerate one another, and they just let down their defenses. And obviously, if a spider builds one web and you don't have to build the whole web, you can just add on to it, do a little addition to the house. It's probably to your benefit. So I don't know that there's any, you know, real conscious effort on this part of the spiders or intelligence on the part of the spiders to do this. But it does occur. We've seen it before. It had occurred back in 2007. At Lake Tewakene here in North Texas. And in fact, that was the first time that anyone had seen this particular spider tolerating other spiders in this way. They call it a communal web.
What type of spider is this? What species is this?
Well, the name of the species is Tetranatha guatemalensis. The simple English name is long-jawed spider. The males use these jaws to grasp the female's jaws so she doesn't eat them while they're mating. And it's a very interesting looking spider when you see it up close.
Do we know how often this happens?
Well, there are spiders that are known to be social, but typically the social webs might be two or three females in a single web helping raise young, but nothing on the scale like these long-jawed spiders. We knew that other spiders would build webs together. We just had never seen it on the scale or with this particular species or family before.
Mike Merchant is an entomologist with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service in Dallas. Thanks for joining me.
You're welcome.